Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. Here we are in 1 Samuel chapter 16, and so far, Saul has rejected God's word and will over and over. He has tried to use God's ceremonies and ways as manipulative tactics, and now God has rejected Saul from being king over Israel, and he has sent a harmful spirit upon him, and Saul is being tormented by this spirit. The word tormented means to be overtaken by sudden terror. Well, this is not the first time something like this happens. We read in Psalm 78 that he let loose on them his burning anger and wrath and indignation and distress and a company of destroying angels. In the midst of all this with Saul, the solution that is given to Saul by his court is to find a really good guitar player so that he may be well. Does that sound just a little bit silly? Saul, you've been a constant rejecter of God. You have led his people selfishly, and now his convicting spirit is harming you, keeping you up at night, not giving you any relief. How about we see if Glenn Campbell is available? That should do the trick. And yet, that is exactly what the world wants to prescribe for you in terms of bringing you relief. Let's make you feel better. Let's not bother with truth. Let's not bother with your actions, your attitude, your rejection of your maker. Let's not bother with reality. Let's just soothe your precious little soul with some music that will make you feel better about yourself. How about this instead? Repent, Saul. Do you not realize that you have abandoned God? Have you not realized that you are eaten up with yourself and your image and your own self-glory? You must repent. You're being tormented because of your willful pride and refusal to fall on your face before God and seek his mercy. But this is what the world offers: wellness by means of deniability. It's not my fault. And this is what happens when you look to the world. As you pray today, please remember Sir Pong Yaobang and his family, our missionaries in Thailand. And also remember the Dagare Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout Burkina Faso and Ghana.